Today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah on daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Moshe Ben Yaakov Tzvi and Zlata Freida Bas Avram Yosef, Aaron Lieberman's grandfather and grandmother, respectively. The Elud Varim She'enish Ba'amaleim Zok the Mishnah. The following are things that there is no Chayva Shavuos. So learning Masechta Shavuos, and we're talking a lot about Shavuos. Most recently, we've been discussing the Shavuos of Moed B'Mikzas. But there's more than just Shavuos Moed B'Mikzas. Shavuos Eidecha, Shavuos Hashayimrim, says the Mishnah. There's certain things that if the subject, the topic in discussion is this item, there's no Chiyuv Shavuos. What is that? Ha'avadim, v'hashtorois, v'hakarkois, v'hahekdesh. It's up to Mishnah. Not only do these four things have in common that there's no Shavuos, but Eim Bem Tashlumei Kefil. If somebody steals, he's a ganav, he doesn't pay Kefil. V'loi Tashlumei Abra v'chamisha. Additionally, if somebody would steal and be Tovahu Machar, there would be no Dalet V'hei if it was a Shor V'seh. Obviously, that's only possible by Hekdesh. There's no Dalet V'hei by an Eved, Shtar, or Karka. So it would be a Behema that was Hekdesh, if somebody stole it. U'tfachayu Mechare, although the Torah says, ordinarily, Dalet V'hei, over here there'd be no Dalet V'hei. Another Allah, Hashem Mechinam, Enei Nishba, Hashem Mechinam, that usually swears, when he tainis Geneva V'aveda, if he was watching Avadim, Shtaris, Karkaris, or Hekdeshois, he doesn't swear the Shfuas Hashem. Noisei Socher, Enei Meshalem. Hashem is Socher, that's Chayef for Geneva V'aveda. If he would be watching any one of the aforementioned things, he would say Gneva Vaveda, whereas ordinarily he would be Chayv, but here he wouldn't be Chayv. Rav Shimon says it's possible for a Shomer Chinam to have to swear Gneva Vaveda even for Hekdesh. Let's say somebody says, so he takes it upon himself that he's going to bring an Oilah, and then he's Mafresh a Behemah, and he gives this Behemah to his friend to watch. Comes back for the behema. The friend tells him it was stolen, or the friend tells him he was lost. He was a shay mechina. Ordinarily, a shay mechina swears Geneva Vaveda. Here it's Hekdesh. We just said, the Gemara is going to learn it from a limud, that there's no shvuas ha-shoymrim of shoymrichinam when it comes to Geneva Vaveda. But says Reb Shimon, being that this person said Hare Olai Oilo, which means that if this Oilo is no longer here, regardless of why it's no longer here, he's chay bachrayas, he is going to have to replace it with another behema. It comes out then that although this animal technically belongs to Hekdesh, because once a person's makdesh it, amir legvoyas kemasir lehedyet, but the one that was mafresh it, the one that was makdesh it, is considered an owner as well. Because as long as he has this, he doesn't have to replace it. If he loses this, he has to replace it. It's what's known as Dover HaGoyim L'Mamon. It's related to Grama Ben Azakin. It's also distant cousins with Dina de Garmi. But it's what's known as Dover HaGoyim L'Mamon. This is Rav Shimon L'Shitasoi. Throughout Shas, who holds Dover HaGoyim L'Mamon Kemamon Dami, says Rav Shimon that halacha would affect this idea as well. So that if someone's a Shoy Mechinam on Hekdesh, where Hekdesh is the Bailin, and he tainis Geneva Vaveda, there's no Shavuos HaShoyim. But if that Hekdesh was a Dover HaGoyim L'Mamon to somebody else, how so? Because if the Bailim doesn't have this Hekdesh, he's going to have to replace it. Although the real owner is Hekdesh, we look at the Bailim as being an owner as well. Thus, there's a Tzad Hedyet. If there's a Tzad Hedyet, there has to be a regular Shavuos Shoy Mechinam. Meir says, Yesh Tvarim Shem Kikarka, Ve'enam Kikarka. There are things that are attached to the ground, but they're not treated like the ground. So we just mentioned that there's no shvua when it comes to karka, there's no kefil when it comes to karka, there's no shvuas hashoymrim when it comes to karka, hashoym esachah doesn't pay geneva vaveda when it comes to karka. Says Ramey, how do you define karka? So he says that if something's mechubal a karka, it depends. Sometimes it's going to be treated like karka, sometimes it won't be treated like karka, but the chachamim were moid. Kate said, if somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him, I gave you 10 vines that were tu'unois. There were clusters of grapes on them. V'halo oimer, and the person responds, einon elo chamish. In other words, he's moedim and mixas. Rameir mechai shuah. Rameir says that even though these gefanim tu'unois are technically attached to the ground, and we just said there's no shvua when it comes to something that's attached to the ground, over here it's different. Here you're going to be chayi shvua. The chachamim say, kola mechobel karka, harei hu kikarka. And if the rule is that by karka there's no shvuos moedim and mixas, in this case, there's going to be no shvuos moedim and mixas either. What's the machlokes? The Gemara is going to explain it. Another halacha, ein nishban, el al dava shebemida, v'shebemishko, v'shebeminyan. The only time you have shvuos moedim and mixas is if the teveya was teveya something concrete, something very, very specific, and the person denied it by denying it in a specific way as well. So for example, he came to him with a davar shebe midah, something that could be measured. Shebe mishkal, it could be weighed. Shebe minyan, it could be count. Ketzad, the Mishnah gives an example of a bayis, mole masarati l'cho. If somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him, you know, I gave you a bayis, a house full with things. Vekis, mole masarati. I gave you a wallet that was full with money. How much money? I mean, you didn't tell him. He just said it was a bayis mole, or it was a kis mole. V'halo, amen. The person responds, he says, any idea. I don't know what you're talking about. Elo masha he nachta ato noitel. What's in the wallet now, that's what you gave me. What's in the bias now is what you gave me. And it wasn't mole. So in essence, it was a moedim mixas. Because the Teveya said it was a bias mole, it was a kiss mole. The person told him, it's not a bias mole, it's a kiss mole. It's what's there right now. So you would think you have the fundamentals for a shvuas moedim mixas. Stating that, the halacha is there isn't. Why? Because the tviya and the haidah was not a dover shebe midah v'shebe mishkol shebe minyan. If the person would say $100 and he would respond 50, so now it's a dover shebe minyan, you're counting the money. There's a precise amount, both mitzad the tfiyah and mitzad the hoidah. But over here, where there was not precise amount, mitzad the tfiyah and mitzad the hoidah, there's no shvuas moedim mixas. The Gemara is going to discuss this in detail. Says the Gemara, zeh oimer ad aziz, vzeh oimer ad achalim. What if somebody goes over to someone else and he tells him, you know, I gave you something, and it was a house that was filled with items, ad aziz, up until the beam. And the person responds, it wasn't up until the beam, it was ad achaloin. So now it's already dover shebe midah, because you can measure it. It's considered precise. Over there, you can have the halacha of shvuas moedim mixas. So the Mishnah gave us a whole smorgasbord of halachas. The Gemara is going to go through it one by one. Tashvu me kefil. This is actually the second halacha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, ve'elu dvarim she'ein nishbon aleim. And not just ein nishbon aleim, but emem tashlume kefil v'loi tashlume abor v'chamisha either. And what was the list? There were four things on the list. An eved, a shtar, karka, and hektish. Zok the Gemara, tashlume kefil minol. And how do you know that these things are excluded from the parsha of kefil, the Tana Rabbanon? We learned in a braisa, it says, al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se, al salmo, al kol aveda, ashe yomer ki uze, adu elikim yobid var shneim, ashe yashirin elikim yishalim shnayim l'reim. Now that pasuk is in the context of shoymer chino. But the pasuk also mentions the magic words of ad she yomer ki uze, chazal se iruv parshiyos kasuv kan. That's also the makar to moedim amiktsas. So really the pasuk is discussing moedim amiktsas, but it's discussing as well the parsha of shoymer. So Ashenogeil in Yoneinu. It's talking about a Shomer Chinam. We know that a Shomer Chinam, if he tainis Gneva, and afterwards we find out that he himself had stolen it, he was the real Ganev, so he's a Toyin tainis Ganev, he has to pay Kefil. Just like a Ganev pays Kefil, a Toyin tainis Ganev pays Kefil. A Ganev is straightforward, you steal. A Toyin tainis Ganev is when you're a Shomer Chinam, you taina Gneva, ordinarily you'd be Potter, you swear, and then we find out later you swore falsely, because Adam came and said that he swore that it was stolen from him when he, in fact, was the Ganev. The Torah says, just like an ordinary Ganev pays kefil, a tiny, tiny Ganev pays kefil as well. So the pasuk that's discussing Shomer Chinam, and Moedim Mixas, is also in the context of kefil. Because Shomer Chinam, when he tainis Gneva, has to pay kefil. And in fact, that's what the end of the pasuk says. Adu elikim yobid var shneim, asher yashiyam elohim yishalim shnayim l'reyeil. So the pasuk is discussing kefil. We have over here a klal pratu klal. The Tanur Rabbanon, I called var pesha klal. Al shor, val chamor, val seva, al salmo, prat. The pasuk gave examples of what this pekodim might have been. And then it says, al kol avedo. That's again a klal. Chazav ekilo. Klal pratu klal yatadon elikin prat. What's the rule? Ke'ena prat, maha prat. What do these four things have in common? A shor, a chamor, a seh, and a salma. Number one, dovra metaltel. It's metaltelin. Number two, vigufay momin. It's something that has intrinsic value. It's not like a shtar, that it just represents something that could be of value. But in and of itself, it's gufay momin. I've called dovra metaltel vigufay momin. You learn from there. Yatsu karkois she'in metaltelin. Yatsu avodim, even though avodim technically are metaltelin, but she'huk shalu karkois, we know they're always hukash karkois. And yatsu shtaris she'afa pi she'in metaltelin, but it's excluded she'in gufen mamin because it's not something that has intrinsic value. What about hektish? How do you know hektish is excluded? Because the pasuk says yishalim shnayim l'reyeyu reyeyu ksiv, and hektish is not your buddy. Reyeyu suggests that to your friend, to your chaver, to reyeyu, to someone that's on par with you. But being that hektish is not reyeyu, and the Torah clearly says you pay kefil a hektish, that's how we know that all four things on this might. The Mishnah said, v'leita shlumei arba v'chamish, maitaimo, sokti gemara, there's no miut in the parsha of Dalet Vehe, but Tashlume above the chamish amar rachman. When the Torah presents the knas of dal v'hei, it says dal v'hei. V'loy tashlume shloisha v'arba, not three and four. And being that there's no kefil, and kefil makes up one of the Dalet Vehe, meaning the Dalet Vehe is not an addition to the Kefal, but rather it's made up of the Keren, the Kefal, plus the additional Knas that you have to pay until it comes to Dalet Vehe. Once you don't have Kefal, so at this point, if you're going to be Mechayev Dalet Vehe, it's going to actually be Gimel V'Dalet. It's not going to be Dalet Vehe. And for that we have a Drosha, Arba V'Chamisha, Omer Achmano, V'Loi Tashlume Shloisha V'Arba. Shoimer Chinam Menanish, but the Mishnah said that a Shoimer Chinam doesn't swear Shvuas Hashem. Binani Mili, the Tanu Rabbanon. It's learned out from a pasuk. It says, Ki itein ish el reyeyu, kesef oikelem lishmar, v'gunav mi beiso ish, im hi motzei haganev, yishalim shnayim. And this again is in the context of Shoimer Chinam. Ki itein ish el reyeyu, kla, kesef oikelem, prat. Mishmar chazav akila klal pratu klal yatadon elokein aprat na aprat mufurish dover metalta v'gufay momen avkol dover metalta v'gufay momen same exact klal pratu klal yatsu karkoish ein metaltin yatsu avodim even though they are metaltin but shehukshul karkoish and yatsu shtaris sheaf apisha metaltin ein gufay momen. What about hektish reyeyuksev? So it's a very similar limud. I mean, it's a different pasuk, but it's a very similar limud. One to tell me that there's no kefal, the other one to tell me that there's no shvuas hashoyim noisis. Sachar ein mashalim. We said that Hashem is Sachar that was given avodim, shtarois, karkois, or hektish to watch. And he tain is gneve vaveda, he's not going to be chayiv. How do you know that? The Tanu Rabbanon, ki tein ishal reyeyu, klal. Chamor, oishor, oise, prat. V'chol behem el lishmer, chaz av akilo, klal, pratu, klal. V'chulu, what's the v'chulu? It has to be similar to the prat, which is dovra metalto v'gufay mamin. Yatsu, avodim, shtarois, v'karkois, because either it's not a Dovra Metaltal, or it's not Gufay Mamin, or Avadim, which is Gufay Mamin, and a Dovra Metaltal is Hukash Lekar Kois, at Hektish, and Hektish is also in his might, because Re'eyuk Zeremeyo, Eme Yesh Tvar Meshen Kekar Kibin and Kekar. So we had in the Mishnah, Machalik is Remeyo in the Chachamim. There are certain, how do you define Karka as it relates to these halachas, specifically with regards to the halachas of Shvuah? Ein Nishboin ala Shvuah, that's what we're learning. We're learning Mesach the Shvuah. So Ein Nishboin ala Karkois. How do you define Karka? Meaning, if something is a piece of land, it's a piece of property, it's easy. If you have a house, it's probably also pretty easy. But if you have something that's mechubala karka, a dover that's mechubala karka, do you treat it or do you not treat it? Rameir said it depends. Yesh dvorim shehenk bekarka ve'enon kikarka. And then there are dvorim shehen bekarka and they are like karka. Mishnah said, ve'en chachomim moyed. And then the Mishnah gave an example. The example was, if somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him, I gave you 10 gefanin to unois. There were anovim on it. And the person says 5. According to Rameir, the shvuas moidim a mixas. According to the Chachamim, Zok the Gemara, Nechaldu Rameir, Sava, Kola mechubel karka, einoi kikarka. It sounds like for Rameir that it's not all mechubel karka that's kikarka, or all mechubel karka that's not kikarka, meaning fakert. It sounds like from Rameir the Gemara is being medayik, a little bit of a shveridik, as we'll see in a second. But the Gemara is being medayik that anything that's mechubal the karka is really not kikarka. Because the Gemara thinks that the example that the Mishnah gave was really representative of anything that's mechubal the karka. So the Gemara's kash is, adam mifugibet unois, lifugibet rukois. So why do Rameir get so specific in his case? His case was where somebody says, I gave you eser ge fanim, and they were tu'unois. Why do they have to be tu'unois? Tu'unois means there were grapes on it. Why do they have to be grapes? Even if they were srukois, even if there were no grapes on it, that loch would be the same. The way we explain the Mishnah. Of course, Reb Meir doesn't hold that any time something's mechubal karka, it's not kikarka. And that's why Reb Meir didn't just say that. Reb Meir was very specific in his case. It's in that specific case that Reb Meir holds that even though it's mechubal karka, still it's not kikarka. What's unique about this case? We're talking about grapes that were ripe. They were ready to be cut off. The Reb Meir sov, Reb Meir holds kibetzuris tamim. Being that they're going to be cut off, it's for that reason we treat them as if they were already cut. If they're already cut, they're talish. If they're talish, they're not karka, they're not mechubala karka. That's why you have the halacha. We don't treat them as betzuris. If you take a look at the Rishonim, if that's the case, Tosfos already, it comes out that this halacha will have implications in other areas of halacha as well. Meaning it's not a specific detail in the laws of Shvuos, but rather it's more of a general shaila. How do you treat karka? When something's mechubala karka, according to the Chachamim, if something's mechubala karka, it's always like karka. According to Rameir, it depends. What does it depend on? If it's imdaisli batzer, if it's going to be cut, imdaisli ktzer, then you wouldn't treat it like karka. But otherwise, you would treat it like
themselves into not karka, or
right.
Is it
megalvon shvuah? Right, I hear what you're saying. Is it only on the anovim or is it the gefanim themselves? Einish bain el al dova shebe mido v'shebe mishka. Omer abayo. So the Mishnah said that the only time you swear shvud was made by mitzvahs is if the teveya came with something solid. It was a dova shebe mido, shebe mishka, v'shebe minyan. But if he said bayis moli masarti lecha, v'kis moli masarti lecha, and the person says, I don't know what you're talking about. I just know whatever's in the bayis now, that's what you gave me. Or whatever's in the kiss now, that's what you gave me. That's not considered moed b'mikzas. So bayis said, this is all true. If the person did not say, if he said bayis tam, but let's say he came to him with a specific house. This house right here, mole, this is the one I gave you. Says the Gemara, Yediyah Tana. So at that point, we know exactly what he's tining. And it's for that reason that Allah is going to be that there is going to be a Shavuos Moed B'Mikzas. So Abayi said a Chiddush, that the only time it's not considered Adova Sheb Midav Sheb Mishko Sheb Minyan in the Mishnah's case of bias is if it was bias time. We don't even know which house it is. But if we know which house it is, then the Halacha is not going to be that way. Why is that a Chiddush? The reason it's a Chiddush and the point of this that the Gemara, although it doesn't speak it out explicitly, but implied from the Gemara, that's what the Gemara thinks the big Nias in Abaya is, because Abaya, by saying that Bayezeh Mole is considered Yediyah Tanaseh, seems to be saying that you only need Yediyah Tanaseh Mitzad de Toiveya. But Mitzad de Nitva, he didn't tweak what the Nitva said. The Nitva seems to be saying in Abaya's case the same thing the Nitva said in the Mishnah's case. What did he tell him? Any idea? Elamashe Hinachta Ato Noito. Take whatever you left. That's what it is. So it sounds like the Kpeda is only Mitzad de Toiveya. But there's no Kpeda Mitzad de Nitva. Amalei Rava. So Rava told Abaya, Ihachi, if that's the case, the Mishnah then gave an example of a bias where it would be considered what was the Mishnah's case? The Teveya said, I filled up the house, adaziz. And the Nitva says it was only adachaloy. Why do you have to jump to a whole different case? Lift like the listening to the medvar, mamur bebayis moli. Avo bayis zemole chayev. Elomar, Rava. So Rava said, it must be from the fact that the Mishnah, when it gave an example of a tfiya of bayis where you chayev, did not give a bayis example, it must be that a bayis is wrong, Rava said. What then is the halacha? Lo oylo mene chayev ad she yitanenu bedovah shebe midah v'shebe mishkol. You need that the teveya should come with a dovah shebe midah v'shebe mishkol shebe minah. V'yoydeloy, that's the punchline. And he should be moida back, the nitva should, bedovah shebe midah v'shebe mishkol. In other words, we have a machlekes Abaye v'Rava. When the Mishnah says that the only time you have shvuos moed b'miktzas, einish bun el al dover shebe midah v'shebe mishkol v'shebe minyan, is it enough that mitzad de toiveya it's a dover shebe midah v'shebe mishkol v'shebe minyan, or do you need that it should be a dover shebe midah v'shebe mishkol v'shebe minyan sai mitzad de toiveya sai mitzad de nitva? Abaye said the only thing that was wrong in the Mishnah's case was the tviya. The toiveya said bayis mole. He said it's stam. But had he said bayis zemole, the halacha would have been different. Rava said, no, it's not enough. You could say bayis zemole, there'd still be an issue. Why? Because the haidah was still not a dova shebe midah v'shebe mishkol. That is the machloikis abayiv Rav. Zok tegemar, tanya kavasi de Rava. Bring your raya to Rava. Kur tfua li biyotcha. If somebody goes up to somebody else and he tells me, no, I gave you a kur tfua, v'halo yoyim elecha biyadi. No, I don't. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. Potter. Why you potter? You're a kofra kol? Kofra kol? Midin ha-mishnah. Your potter, Rav Nachman was mechadish for asesis, but midin ha-mishnah yipater. Menorah g'dayla yesh l'biyotcha. What if the person tells him, I gave you a menorah g'dayla, and he says back, in lo chabiyadi ela menorah ketana. It's true you gave me a menorah, but it wasn't a big menorah, it was a small menorah. Potter. Now this is already a little bit of a chiddush, because you could argue this is already moed b'miktzas. He said menorah g'dayla, and the nitva responded, menorah ketana. Why is it not moed b'miktzas? Because we look at it as tanei chitin, you're talking about one menorah, I'm talking about another menorah. And despite the fact that it's the same min, they're both menorahs, it doesn't matter. That's enough. So Sunday, when we went through the sugya of Tanei Chit and Behoidalei Besayrim, we didn't have time to get into this part of the sugya. And really, that is, it's more a Daf Mem Gimel point, which is you see from this Gemara, big chiddush of how you define min b'minoy or min b'she'enoy minoy when it comes to the sugya of Tanei Chit and Behoidalei Besayrim. Because I think, again, if you'd ask the man in the street, a big menorah and a small menorah, is that Hoidami min ataina? You would think yes, but you see from this halacha, not that way. Either way, the Brisa continues, Azura Gedoyli Yeshul Biyatra. If somebody goes up to somebody else and he tells him, you know, I gave you a big belt. And the person responds, Ein lecha biyadei el azura ketana. It's true, you gave me a belt, but it wasn't a dikke gartel. You know, it was a little one, it was a vachendiger. Potter again. Why you're potter? Because you're a kefrakal. Aval om alei kurtfu yesh lo biyotav. Let's say the person would tell him kurtfu yesh lo biyotav. Aval oimen loch biyodi elo lesech. Not a core and not nothing, but a half a core chayit. Then you're already moigdim and mixas. No rabas eser litrin yesh lo biyotcho. The person tells him, I gave you a menorah that was 10 litrin. That's how much it weighed. And he says back in, L'chabiyadi ela chomesh litrin. Only 5. Chayiv. Klol eishal davar. This is the rule. La'oyla mene chayiv. Ad shiatanenu bedavar sheben mida. V'sheben mishkol. V'sheben minyin. V'yoydaloi bedavar sheben mida. V'sheben mishkol. V'sheben minyin. So the price is defining a little bit the halachas of when you say ma'idah b'mikzas, when you don't say ma'idah b'mikzas. When you say ta'anai chitin. V'hoydaloi b'sayir. But then the price concludes with the words klal yishol davar. We know wherever it says zeh klal or klal yishol davar or hakoil, it's always l'rabbis. It's always l'asuyeh. Klal yishol davar l'asuyeh mai. There's some added chiddush that's not mefurish in this braisa that the time of the braisa wanted to teach us. What is it? Meaning, what was the halacha? But I'm giving you a chiddush, something that you maybe wouldn't think should be a chesaron, is a chesaron. Probably lasuye, Rava's halacha. Where there's a dove sheb mida v'sheb mishkol mitzad ha-toiveya, but there's no dove sheb mida v'sheb mishkol mitzad ha-nitfa. You could have thought like Abaya, it shouldn't be a chesaron. Kloloi shal dover, it has to be dove sheb mida v'sheb mishkol v'mishkol. Le rabbis, even mitzad ha-nitfa. Zok tigur, maishna menayr, gedol menayr, before in the Braisa, that if Teveya says a big menorah and the Nitva says a small menorah, so that's not considered moed b'miktas, right? That's like chitim b'soire. So what's the difference in the case where he says it weighed 10 or 5? What's the difference if you're discussing how many litrin it's made up of versus whether it's big or small? Again, what's the same thing. Now, the second case, we're talking about where the menorah was made up of parts. The kamoidala mine. So the person that says it was eser litrin, so he's saying it was made up, let's say, of 10 parts. The person that's saying, no, it was 5, he's saying it's made up of 5 parts. So really, he is being moidaloi mashatanoi. This menorah that you're telling me I owe you, I only owe you half of it because of the parts that it's made up of. But if that's the case, Azura Nami, why didn't the price say the same thing regarding the gartel? Nismi velukmi bedalifi, meaning it should be possible then to have a case with a gartel also where there should be Shvuos Moed B'miktas. The Braisa was mechalik between two different types of menorahs, but it wasn't mechalik between two different types of gartlach. Why not? Because it sounds like by gartel it's never possible. But if the way it's possible by menorah is where it's made up of parts, so essentially when you're moedah to the smaller menorah, you're being moedah to less parts, or some of the parts, thus it's mashatanoi. Why can't you make the same akimta with the gartel and say that it'd be possible to have moedim and mixes by the gartel, where the teveya came to him with a grub gartel and he said no, only a smaller one? You can make the same exact thing. What's the answer? Probably the life of like tani. Most gartlach weren't made up of parts. Usually it's one long. So the hakanami b'shal chuyus like tani. Why would you assume then that the brisa, when it talks about a case of menorah where there is moedim and mixes, it's that same menorah of parts? What's the difference between the two menorahs? In one menorah, menorah gedoyla, menorah ketana, it's like chitim v'sa'irin, there's no moedim b'miktsas. If the tefiyah was menorah bas asar litrin, and the nitva said chomesh litrin, there it is moedim b'miktsas. Shani, menorah hoyel v'yochol ogoyro l'amido al chomesh litrin. Because if a person wanted to take a menorah that was 10 litrin and turn it into 5 litrin, you could do it. You could hire somebody, he could sit, and he can shave off, and he can make it happen. And it would actually look quite good. It wouldn't even be noticeable that there's something wrong with it, or it's damaged, or that it was repaired, or it was tweaked and changed. You would never know that. But if you take a bigger gartel, an azura, gedoyla, you turn it to azura katana, you would notice it. Thus, Esa litrin to chamesh litrin, we look at it as it being me'en ataina. Why? Because it's actually possible to make the smaller one from the bigger one. So it's not like chitin v'soyim. You can't make chitin into soyim v'soyim into chitin. Or you can't necessarily make a good menorah gedoyla to a menorah katana. But when you're talking specifically about how many litrin it is, you could actually chisel it out. You could actually make it work. By a gartel, you can't. That's why we have the second case by menorah. We don't have the second case as it relates to the azura. Excellent. So before we go weiter, so we're learning Festa Sugyas, so today's daf is a little bit shorter, so today we have an opportunity to speak out a little bit of raid. So we mentioned the Mishnah. The Elu Dvarim She'en Nishban Aleim. the following things also ebem tashlume kefil. For loy tashlume abrother chamisha. Ashay mechinim is ainin nishba. Anoy says sachar is ainin mashalim. What were these things? Avodim, shtorois, karkois, and akdeshois, and it's all learned out from limudim. The first that the Gemara discussed was tashlume kefil. So there's no kefil when it comes to avodim, shtorois, karkois, and akdeshois. How do you know that? So the Gemara said, the Tanu Rabbanon, klal pratu klal. It says in the parasha of Akol Dvar Pesha, in the parasha of Shemechinam, klal pratu klal, and we learn from there that it has to be dover ametalto v'gufe momen. Karka is not a dover ametalto. Shtoris is not gufe momen. Avodim ahukish l'shtoris. And hektish is also nesmait because hektish is not reyeo. At first glance, it would seem that the Gemara is bringing a drasha to tell me that if somebody steals karka, if someone's a goynev karka, he's not chayv kefil. How do I know that? Because in the parish of Kefil of Toyin Tain has gotten if there's a klal pratu klal, and the klal pratu klal teaches me it has to be a dover metaltel, and everybody knows that karka is the antithesis of metaltelin. So obviously karka is nesmai. Thus, if somebody would steal, he's a goynev karka, he would be potter from paying kefil. Freit b'chanan from a gemara in the sechtes b'avakama daf kuf yud zayin amad beis. It was also a gemara in perik shvus eidos daf lamid zayin amad beis. But it's beikar in b'avakama in perik hagozel maichel, one of the last gemaras in the sechtes b'avakama. The gemara where they brings a brisa, Tanu Rabbanan. We all know this brisa, or at least the punchline of the brisa. Hagozel sod mechaver. If somebody steals a field from his friend, v'shatfa nahar, so a person stole a field. And Shatfanar, there was a tsunami. Something went through the field, it destroyed the field. Chayv lahamagoyt stay achar, divi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're a goslin, you're chayv achrayas. As a result, you need to replace this field. So let's say the field that when you stole it was worth $10,000. And because Shatfanar, it's only worth $1,000, you need to make the person whole. You need to give him the extra $9,000. The chachamim say no. You can tell him, you can give it to him. No, there's no chayv achrayas. Return the field as is. It's worth $9,000 less than it was worth when you stole it. It doesn't matter. You could say Aresh Alach Lefanecha. Zok the Gemara b'Maiko Miflagi. Rebbe Eliezer Darish Ribui Miuti. Rebbe Eliezer L'shitasei throughout Shas Darshins Ribui Miad Ribui. The Chachamim Darshin Klal Pratu Klal. And the Gemara brings a pasuk in the parish of Gizela, where according to Rebbe Eliezer, who Darshins Ribui Miad Ribui, there's no mokim to be memait karka from the parish of Gizela. Whereas according to the Chachamim Darshin Klal Pratu Klal, there's a limud that's memait karka from the parish of Gzela. Thus, the Chachamim who hold karka is nismait from Gzela. They hold karka in an Gzela, as we've heard that term. They hold that when you steal karka, you don't become a gazlan. There's no kinyan Gzela. If there's no kinyan Gzela, you're not chayiv achrayis. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer, who holds ribo mir ribo, he doesn't have this mir in the parish of Gzela that karka is in an Gzela. So if you steal karka, it's like you stole metalflin. Now, what happens if you steal metalflin and now the thing you stole is not here? You're chayiv achrayis. So too over here. If you steal karka, goizel sodom echaver v'shat fanar chayiv lahamid lo yisteyach. In other words, it's a machloikis Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. Karka nigzeles, karka ena nigzeles. L'may nafkemina, the nafkemina that's discussed in this braisa, is if somebody steals a field, v'shat fanar, are you chayiv achrayis or you're not chayiv achrayis? What's the Nukuda samachloikis, it's the parasha of Gizela in the Torah. Do you darshan klal pratu klal? Do you darshan ribu miyat ribu? Freit, Rabbi Chanan. So if I already have a pasuk in Bava Kama, daf kufi zayin amid beis, I know that karka zayin and exelis, so why do I need another drasha in Perek Shvuas Atayonim to tell me that there's no kefil if somebody steals karka? If it's zayin and exelis, I'm not chayiv achrayis, then obviously I'm not a ganav, I'm not a gazlan. So if I'm not a ganav, I'm not a gazlan, why in the world would I think that you should be chayiv kefil? Azoy frik Rabbi Chanan. A gevaldik akasha. Why do I need two sugyas? I have a sugya over here in Bava Kama, daf kufi zayin amid beis, that tells me karka zayin and exelis. It's learned out from a drasha. And then I have another parasha that tells me a different drasha in the parasha of kefil to tell me that if somebody steals karka, he's not chayv and kefil. Once I know that karka is in an exelis, feshtetz achalein, it's moving me'elov, that you're not going to be chayv kefil. So why in the world do I need two sugyas? Va'oid, Rabbi Chanan asks, is that in Bava Kama daf kuf yizayin of a base is a shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer argues. Rabbi Eliezer holds karka and exelis. And Rabbi Chanan says you would think based on that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, maybe there should be a chiyuv kefil by karka as well. In our sugya, there's no mention of a shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Says Rabbi Chanan, you see from here, it's muchach, doesn't explain it. But he says it's muchach from here that there's two sugyas. Gzeila l'chud, v'gneva l'chud. The sugya Bava Kama daf kuf yizayin of a base is discussing whether karka's nigzeles or karkas in an exalas. And for that, there's a klal prato klal, or a ribu miyad ribu. It's machlokes Rebbe Eliezer, the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, karkas in an exalas. But that wouldn't help me as it relates to Geneva. Because sol kataita chamina, karka in an exalas. But maybe karkas nigneves, You can't be Geisel Karka, but maybe you could be Goynev Karka. Kamashmal on another drasha. A drasha, a klal prato klal in the parish of Kefil. Kefil relates not to the Gazlan, it relates to the Ganav. To tell me that not only is Karka Eino Nigzeles, but Karka is also Eino Nigneves. In other words, this Gzela and Gneva. What's the difference between the two? Gzela is when you do it in broad daylight. Vayigzel Hachonis Miyad HaMitzri. That's the pasuk the Rishonim always quote. You go over to your friend, gunpoint, give me your money. I want it. I'm taking it. Gneva is when you go at night, when nobody's looking. You're afraid of people, you're not afraid of Hashem, that's why you pay kefir, Rabbi Yechon's memory, and Perek Meruba. But a Ganav and a Gazlan is not the same. They're eerily similar, but they're not the same. A Gazlan does it mitach chutzpah. The Ganav does it b'hal tanai. They don't go about it the same way. Just because I know Karka in and Exelis wouldn't necessarily imply that Karka's Nigneves. And says Rabbi Chanan, even Rabbi Eliezer that holds Karka's Nigzelis, maybe he holds Karka's Einu Nigneves. I mean, this is also based on a klal prato klal. But the bottom line says, Rabbi Chanan, it's two different sugyas. One is a sugya regarding Geneva, the other one is a sugya regarding Zeil. Rabbi Chanan continues. Rabbi Chanan says, if that's the case, we have to now sit down and go through Shas, specifically Perek Merubah, Hagoizel Eitzim, Hagoizel Meichel, the sugyas that talk about Geneva and Gezeila, and we have to start looking at all the different limudim that we have, and we have to ask ourselves, does this apply only to Gezeila? Does this apply to Geneva as well? And Rabbi Chanan gives one example. The first Mishnah, Perek Merubah, where the Mishnah discusses is Ein Hagoynev Achra Aganev Mechshalim Tashlume Kefil. Can you do it? The Ktsois in Simon Lamedal, it says that it doesn't just mean Kefil, but if someone's Goynev Achra Aganev, you're not a Ganev. So let's say you steal from a Ganev. It's a Mishnah. Ein Hagoynev Achra Aganev Mechshalim Tashlume Kefil. You're not considered a Ganev. What about a Gazlan? So Bachanan says, I always thought, of course, a Gazlan. What's the difference? If you're not a Ganev when you're Goynev Achra Aganev, you shouldn't be a Gazlan either if you're Goyzel Achar HaGanev or if you're Goyzel Achar HaGazlan. Says, well, Chana, now I'm not sure. Because I see these two sugyas, and you can't necessarily learn Gneva from Gzela and Gzela from Gneva, and it's for that reason, says Rabbi Chanan, B'lashayne Yazov, if you want to look it up, it's right in the beginning of Perek Meruba in Kovet Shiurim, that you can't necessarily learn one from the other. I was thinking, I think a very obvious tzushtel to this Rabbi Chanan, and that is the Rambam, in Hilchas Gzela, right in the beginning, it's Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Kol Agoizel is Chaver Shavu Pruta. If somebody steals from his friend the Shavu Pruta, Oyve Beloy Sase, Shenemar Loy Sigzal. And then the Rambam continues. He says, Ve'ein Loikin Alavze, you don't get Malkus for Loy Sigzal, Shere Akosim Nitkoy Lase, because the Lav Shenitik Lase, Shem Gozel Chayv Lachse. Because if you steal, you have to return it. Shenemar Ve'heshev Es Agzela Asha Gozal, Zu Mitzvah Sase. So the Rambam says, if someone's a Gazlan, he doesn't get Malchus, even though he was over a lav sheyesh boi maisa, it's not nitin lazoras misas bez, then it's not a lav shebechlois, it doesn't matter. But it tripped up in that it's a lav shenitik lase, because it's a mitzvah lase of the heshev as akzeva asher gozal, and it's for that reason, says the Rambam, if someone's gozal shavim ruta b'chaveri, ain't like it. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, so that was Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Hilchas Gzeila v'aveda. Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Ilchis Gineva, Kala Goyne, Mamin, Shavu Pruto, Mailov, somebody steals, Ganev, Shavu Pruto, Ever Aloysase, Shenemar, Loysignoivo, Vain Loykin Alavze, says the Rambam. Why? Share Nitin le Tashlumen. Because after you steal, you need to return what you stole. Shah Ganev, Chai Voysa, Terra, Shalin. Because the Torah said, a Ganev, Shalin, Shalin. He has to pay double, but he has to pay. So if the Torah says you have to pay, it's Nitin le Tashlumen, and the rule is that any Loysase that's Nitin le Tashlumen, ain't like enough. The Oinig Yontif is Medayik L'Shoinei Azov Shal HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Gzeila said that why is there no Malchus on Leisigzo? Because Salav Shenitik Laseh. Shenemar. He brings a Pasuk. Ve'eshev Es HaGzeila Asher Gozal. Zu Mitzvah Saseh. This is a lav shenitik laseh. In Hilchas Gneva, the Rambam doesn't say it's a lav shenitik laseh. The Rambam says it's a lav shenitik latashlumen. Because at the end of the day, Bezin's going to be mechayiv you to pay. They'll be yoyer l'toich nechasav. They're going to do whatever they need to do to make sure this guy pays what he needs to pay. So it's a lav shenitik latashlumen. Lav shenitik latashlumen. And like, you know, and the Onigyantev was mechadesh. He said from the fact that the Rambam didn't bring lav shenitik laseh in Hilchas Gneva. He says rather lav shenitik latashlumen. Vayisleis, the Rambam held that the mitzvah zaseh, the heshev as agzela asher gozal is only by gzela. Like the pasuk says, Ve'heshev es akzeila asher gozal. But as it relates to Geneva, there's no pasuk. Why then is there no malchus? For a different reason. There's no malchus because it's nitin l'tashlumen. But the bottom line is, it's like Nikyantev at first glance is it's a beautiful diak in the Rambam. It's really the Rambam that's fair. Had the Rambam have the places to say that there's no Ve'heshev es akzeila asher gozal when it comes to Geneva, it's a chiddush neira, it's a diak of the Oinig Yontev, but it seems very before, it's a beautiful diak, it's very hard to walk away from this diak. Teretz is this Rabbanan. You see from the sugya of Karkein and Gzeles that there's two sugyas, and Gneva L'chud v'Gzela L'chud. We need a Klal Prat U'Klal in the parish of Gzela to tell me that Karkein and Gzeles, and then we need a Klal Prat U'Klal in the parish of Gneva to tell me that Karkein and Gneves. Vayistois, you can't mix and match, and you can't say Gneva, Gzela, they rhyme, they're similar, they're both in Bava Kama. No, it doesn't work that way. It's a lo lech kacha. There's two separate sugyas. I can't learn from the other. And just like I can't learn one from the other as it relates to whether there's a Gneva by Karka, I can't learn one from the other as it relates to Gneva Chaganav, like Rabbi Chanan wants to say. It's beautiful why the Rambam would hold that even though there's the Heshev as a Gzela Ashagazal as it relates to Gzela, but it could be there's no Heshev as a Gneva Ashagonav as it relates to Gneva. That's the first Torah. The second Torah is Tosfos over here, very important Tosfos, asks Akasha. We're discussing Karka and Gzelas, Karka in and Gzelas. We're discussing Karka Nigneves, Karka in and Nigneves. Freak Tosfos, how's it possible, Gneva? How do you steal Karka? How do you steal it? You go over to somebody's land, you take it home with you? It's not possible. The whole value of Karka is its location. You can't move it from its location. How do you steal Karka? It's not possible. Says Tosfos, there's two ways. We'll discuss the first one. Da filu bekarka shaycha Gneva, can go masigvol. Tosfos says it's possible. You're masigvol. You have a neighbor. And you have a fence that separates your field from your friend's field. And middle of the night, you move it over just a tiny little bit. Slowly, slowly, you end up being masigvul. Hasogas gvul says Tosfos is gneva. That's how karkas nigneves. That's how karkas nigzeles. If you would do it in broad daylight, it would be gzela. If you would do it shtilahet, it would be gneva. But the bottom line is, Tosfos says, how's it possible, just physical, the metzias, how's it possible for karkas nigneves? That's how it's possible. The Rambam, in Hilchas Gneva, Perik Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph. Listen to the Rambam. He's discussing the laws of Asogas Gvul. Hamasik Gvul Reyeu, Vehichnis Mitchum Chaveri B'Tchum Shaloi. He moves the fence. So he was machnis from his friend's boundary into his own boundary. Afilu Meloi Etzpa. Even if it's literally the size of the thickness of your finger. In Bechazaka Asa. If he did it with a stolz, he did it with a chutzpah, vayigzal hachonis miyada mitzri harezagaz, then hisik beseser, and if you did it quietly, harezagan. The Rambam continues, v'in be'eretz Yisrael, hisik hagvul, if he did it in Eretz Yisrael, hareza over b'shnei lavin, b'lav shol geneva oy shol gzeila, depending on whether it was done b'chazaka or b'seser, u'b'lav shol oysasik v'u reyecha, v'in chayovin b'lav ze elu be'eretz Yisrael, shenemar b'nachlos chashetinchal. So it's interesting that the Rambam says the Isra Asogas gvul, I don't know how this relates to like different types of Asogas gvul that, you know, relate to opening stores, etc., etc. But the Rambam clearly says that the lav of Asogas gvul is only in Eretz Yisrael. You know where the Rambam got it from? It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Loisasu gvul reyecha, asher gavlu rishonim, benachloscha asher tinchal ba'aretz, asher Hashem lekecha, noson l'chol rish. It's a mefurish, a pasuk. It's black and white. The pasuk says that the Isra Asogas gvul is in Eretz Yisrael. It makes a lot of sense. They went into Eretz Yisrael, and they divided the land, and it was done al pi goyrol, elozakayin gadol, Yeshua ben Nun, Nevuah L'Toiva. I mean, this was a very, very, it took 7 years to divide the land. It was a very, very big deal. So those boundaries, these are things that are halacha l'moshe misinai. So l'sasik vol, you're not allowed to touch that. Chutzlaris, the Rambam says there's no issa l'sasik vol. But al kaponim, the Rambam says that in addition to l'sasik vol, there's always going to be another lav. Either you're going to be over l'signoiv, or you're going to be over l'sigzal. If you did it peseisa, you're going to be over l'sigzal. If you do it b'chazaka, you can do every sigzal. Again, you see in the Rambam, like Tosfos said, that this is an example of how it's possible to have karka. But the Mechas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Lamed Ches, and it's a tremendous arichas, we don't have time to go through it, but I'll give you the very, very abridged version. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Ches says, if this is the case, I have a gevaldig kash. Because it comes out in the Rambam, that even though the Gemara always says karka in an exelus, Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yizayin Amad Beis, and even though the Gemara says karka in an ignevus, that's Shfuas, Daf Mem Beis Amad Beis. But there's still an Isolei Signoiv. There's still an Isolei Sigzal. Meaning, Yeshlachkar. If somebody steals Karka, how do you steal Karka? Hasogas Gvul. That's the Tzir. If somebody would steal Karka, is he Oifel Loi Signoiv and Loi Sigzal, or is he not Oifel? So at first glance, well, Karka ain't an Exelus. But it's Mavu in the Rambam Achidish. The Rambam says clearly that you're Oifel Loi Signoiv, you're Oifel Loi Sigzal. In Beretz Yisrael, Hisig Gvul, Hareza Oifel Bishnei Lavin. Bilav shol geneva or shol gazela. Aye, I thought the sugi zashas that say karkein and exelus. I thought the sugi zashas that say karkein and exelus. Zok to mechaschenach, it's mavur. That the Rambam held, that's only with regards to the chiyuvei tashlug. It's regarding the chiv kefil. It's regarding the fact that you're not chai bachrayas. As it relates to the chiyuvim that a ganav and a gazlan has, that you don't have when we're dealing with karka. But you want to know, were you over the lav? Are you a ganav? It's a ganav. Are you a gazlan? It's a ganav. So you're over the lav, but you don't have the chiyuv tashlumin. If that's the case, says the Mechas Chinuch, the Rambam says that if somebody steals a shavar pruti, he doesn't get malchus. Why doesn't he get malchus? This is nitik lase. What's that say? The Rambam says if somebody steals ganav, shavar pruti doesn't get malchus. Why? Because it's nitin letashlumin. L'chura have a hechatimtza where you could be a ganav and a gazlin, and it won't be nitin letashlumin. Where it certainly won't be nitik lase. How's that possible? How's that possible? Karka. Karka, you're overloy signal, if you're overloy signal, but at the same time, you don't have the chiyuvin. It sounds like there's no chiyuv. So if there's no chiyuv tashlumin, if that's the case, l'chur, there should be malchus. So Mechas Chinuch is mefalfel. Does that mean there's no tashlumin at all? Mechas Chinuch goes through it, if you want to look it up inside. It's mitzvah lamed chesiv cotton gimel. But at the end, he says a punchline. And this is the nekuda that I wanted to get to. And that is that you see from your chiddush that if a loisase is nitik lase b'miktsas, even if there are ways that you could be over the loisase without it being nitik lase, it's still treated like a lavshin nitik lase. So gneva v'gzela lavshin nitik lase, forget the inner yontiv's diak for a moment, gneva and gzela both lavshin nitik lase, because ordinarily when you steal, you have a chiv, a hechiv, a gzela, a shagazah. So even if I can come up with a charifus, I can come up with a hechitimtso, where I'll be a ganav and a gazlan, and it won't be nitik lase. But at the end of the day, being that in some tziyurim, and maybe most tziyurim, it is nitik lase, it's always treated like a lav shenitik lase, and if it's always treated like a lav shenitik lase, the halacha is, you're never going to be chayv malchus. What does this sound like? It sounds like the Magid Mishnah, Perek Yigimel Hilchas Chiras, and the Sefer Achinuch, who says many times in his chibur, regarding lav shein bei maisa, if somebody's over a lav shein bei maisa, he doesn't get malchus. Lav sheyesh bei maisa gets malchus. What if someone's over a loisase that sometimes has a maisa, and sometimes doesn't have a maisa? And the Magid Mishnah famously says in Hilchas Chiras, that if somebody would be over the loisase of loisachsim sharbadisha, but he did it b'koil, he would yell at the animal would stop doing what it did, even though he did it without a maisa, but being that loisachsim is something you could be over with a maisa, even when you do it without a ma'isa, we look at it as a lav sheyesh by ma'isa. The Chinuch says punk fakert. Chinuch by a few mitzvahs says that this mitzvah, being that you can be over without a ma'isa, even if you do it with a ma'isa, still is treated like a lav sheyesh by ma'isa. Meaning we don't look at each individual act and ask ourselves, was it a lav sheyesh by ma'isa? Or was it a lav sheyesh by ma'isa? But rather what we do is we define the lav. This lav is either defined as a lav sheyesh by ma'isa or a lav sheyesh by ma'isa. As it relates to lav sheyesh by ma'isa, at first glance, it seems to be a machlokes rishayim. According to the Magen Mishnah, as long as you could do it with a ma'isa, we define it as a lav sheyesh by ma'isa. As according to the Chinuch, as long as you could do it with a ma'isa, we define it as a lav sheyesh by ma'isa. But here we have a very similar idea with regards to lav shenitik la'aseh. Lav shenitik la'aseh, the same thing. Says the Mechas Chinuch, he proves it from other places as well. Sugis that are way beyond the scope of what we're learning right now. But the Mechas Chinuch says, you see from here, he doesn't shtel tzu the lav shein by maisa, lav sheyesh by maisa. But it's an obvious tzu shtel. It's the same concept. We have to ask ourselves, this loisase, do we define it as a lav shenitik la'aseh? Do we not define it as a lav shenitik la'aseh? From Gnev and Gzeila, you see that every single Geneva, every single gzela, there's no malchus. Even karka, I buy karka, it's not nitik lase. Because once we establish that geneva and gzela has in it an element of nitik lase, even though you came up with a good chap, a good charifas of how it cannot be nitik lase, it's not going to change the status of it. Zok Mishnah, Hamal ves chaveiro yala mashkin. This is really a new sugya that's going to take us until the end of the parak. So the Mishnah says, if someone is malves chaveiroi ala mashkin, somebody lends his friend money, and the loiva gave the malva mashkin. Now the halacha is, and we're going to see this in much greater detail, if the malva, in the Gemara, if the malva loses the mashkin, that value of the mashkin gets deducted from the price of the loan. Sometimes the halacha is, and this is going to be tomorrow's daf, if the malva loses the mashkin, the whole chayv is batal. The whole chayv is null and void. It's Shmuel's halacha. It's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. But for now, if the malva loaned the loiva $1,000, and the loiva gives the malva $500 mashkin, and then he loses the mashkin, so what's the halacha? Okay, we reduce the $500 from the loan amount, and now the loiva only has to pay the malva $500. And that's exactly what happened. What happened was the malva gave the loiva money. The loiva gave the malva a mashkin, va'avad a mashkin, and now there was a dispute amongst the malva and the loiva what the value of the mashkin was. The malva told the loiva, I loaned you a selah. The shekel yeshava, and the mashkin was worth a shekel. Now a shekel is a half a selah. So essentially, he's telling me, you owe me a shekel. The Haloimer and the Lever responded, said, Loiki Elasel Hivisani Ola Vesela Hayashava. The mashkin was worth exactly what the loan was worth. Therefore, I gave you the mashkin, you lost the mashkin. The value of the mashkin needs to now reduce the amount of the loan. Being that they're equal, I owe you nothing. So what's the halacha? Potter. The loiva is potter. The loiva doesn't have to swear. Why would you think the loiva has to swear? Because he denied a claim. But essentially, he denied the entire claim. He's a kofer hakol. Kofer hakol doesn't have to swear. This is Medina da Mishnah. According to Rav Nachman, Yisrael Shavuos has this. But Medina da Mishnah, you don't swear. So he'll be sichalov. What if the malva tells the loiva, I gave you money. The loiva says, but I gave you a mashkin. The mashkin's lost. And they're disputing again what the value of the mashkin is. The malvatain is, the loan was a seller, and the mashkin was a shekel. Shekel lo yeshava, same thing. Meaning you owe me a shekel, you owe me half. V'haloyoymer, loyki el a seller v'isani olav. It's true, you loaned me a seller. V'shloysha dinar ma'yishava. The mashkin wasn't worth a seller, also wasn't worth a shekel, like in the resha, it was worth 3 dinarim. So there's 2 dinarim to every shekel, which means there's 4 dinarim to every seller, which means that if he's telling him that it was 3 dinarim, essentially he's being moida in 1 dinar, and he's being kaifer in the other dinar. Chayev, over there he's going to be chayev, because he's a moida b'miktsas. So really, it's a classic case of moida b'miktsas, just instead of it being a regular tfiya, you owe me money, I owe you half. Over here what's going on is, I loaned you money, you gave me a mashkin, the mashkin was lost, and now we're disputing how much money is owed. But at the end of the day, if the loiva ends up being kofer hakol, he's parted from shvur. If the loiva ends up being moida b'miktsas, he's going to be chayav shvur.
Shvur d'oraisa.
Correct. Shvur d'oraisa. Sela hu visani olav. What if it's in the reverse? What if the loiva goes over to the malva and he tells him, you know, you loaned me a sela, ushtai ma yeshava, I gave you a mashkin that was worth 2 slon. Valo yomer, and he says, loiki ala sela visich olav. No, it was a shav. It was a seller. Potter. The halacha is potter. In this case, the malv is on the defense, but he's denying everything. He's saying, I don't know what you're talking about. You gave me a mashkin. The mashkin is true. It's worth the seller. I'm not asking you for any money. But I certainly don't own you any money. What if he says, Salah v'sani olav v'shtayim ha'yeshava? V'halo yoymer loyki ala salah v'sicha olav v'chamisha dinar ma'yeshava. So he's made the yos of some money. He says, I agree the mashkin, the malva says, is worth more than the loan that I gave you, but not as much as you say. You're telling me that it was worth a full sela more? I might though that it was worth a half a sela more, meaning an extra dinar. The halacha is chayef, he has to swear. Why does he have to swear? Because essentially the malva is now being made of a mikzas to the tfi of the loiva. Min nishba, who swears? So at first glance, what would you say? Who swears? Depends on the case. In the ratio, you would say the loiva swears. In the safe, you would say the malva swears. Says the Mishnah, it's not the way it works. Misha pekadin etzloi, the one that has the pekadin, the one that had the mashkin. And who had the mashkin? The malva. He's the one that has to swear. And why does he have to swear? Shema yishav azeh v'yotzi halos ha-pekadin. Every time a person swears in Bezdin, there's always a possibility of swearing falsely. But the truth is, we're probably never going to know if you swore falsely. So all the ramifications that come along with someone swearing falsely, he becomes pasul eidus, he becomes a chashid, his kids can't do shidduchim, whatever. All those implications are never going to play themselves out. But over here, it's very possible it will. Because if you're going to let the loiva swear what the value of the mashkin was, and then 5 minutes later, the malva is going to whip the mashkin out of his pocket and he's going to say, it's right here, you were wrong. So you're setting him up to be someone that swore falsely in Bezdin. That's something we never do. So the Chachamim went and they said, regardless of whether the malva is on the ropes or the loiva is on the ropes, the malva is always going to be the one that's going to have to swear. Talk to Gemara. When the Mishnah said at the end, mi nishba, Misha pekadin etzloi. Which case are we referring to? Ilei ma seifa. Are we talking about the seifa, the second half of the Mishnah? V'tepikle the shvur gabi mal. The second half of the Mishnah is pashut that the mal was the one that swears. He was the one that was on the defense. The loiva was timing that the mashkin was worth more than the loan. In the case where the mal was moide b'miktsas, sefashteitzach the malva has to swear. We don't need a new reason why the malva has to swear. Obviously he has to swear. Oma Shmuel said aresha. V'cheinam rabchi barav aresha. V'cheinam rabbi yoichanan aresha. Obviously the Mishnah that gave a reason why it is the malva that swears, it was referring to the Reisha. In the Reisha, where the Loiva is the one who's the Nitva, and he's the one that's Maidah B'Miktsas, ordinarily, the one that's Maidah B'Miktsas is the one that swears. Here we have a new Svara, a new reason why the Malva is going to swear. My Reisha. When we say Reisha, what do we mean? Zokta Gemara, Sefer the Reisha. Very simple. In the case where the loiva is made of a mikzas, he asked this way. The shvur gabi loiva. Really, the loiva should be the one that swears. The rabbanah took it away from the loiva and they gave it to the malva. Look, the gemara. One last gemara. Ravashi said, "The kind of zenish b'shein b'shusoi, then zenish b'kam shava." This Ravashi is in Perikah Mafkid. It's discussing this mishnah, and Ravashi said that when the mishnah says that the malva swears, even when the loiva is the one that was made by mikzas, it doesn't mean the loiva doesn't swear. The malva swears and the loiva swears, meaning they both swear. How does it work? The malva swears that he doesn't have the mashkin, and once the malva swears that he doesn't have the mashkin, now we let the loiva swear, regular made by mikzas. Because why didn't you want the loiva to swear? Because you're afraid the malva is going to pull out the mashkin. So let him swear he doesn't have it. Once he swears he doesn't have it, you have nothing to worry about. But Zokta Gemara, according to Rav Ashi, this is the way you read the Mishnah. Mi nishba tchila. Mi nishba sounds like only the malva swears, not the loiva. Really, the loiva also swears. The shayla is not mi nishba, rather mi nish tchila. And the answer is mi shah pekodin. That's lo yishem yishava. The one who has the pekodin swears he doesn't have it. V'yitzvah is pekodin. So that we don't have this chashash that he's going to pull out the pekodin. And then after he swears, the loiva swears shfuas. Either way, we'll see a lot more about this tomorrow.